Samantha Loveland is on the phone. She's with the City of Aurora, and the City of Lights Film Festival is bringing independent film and some of the talent to the City of Aurora this weekend. Hey, Samantha, one of the films that you're debuting is the family dramedy All Happy Families, and that was shot here in Chicago too, right?
Absolutely, yes. Harula Rose is a Chicago-based filmmaker, and her story takes place in the city. It was shot in the city, and we're really lucky that some of the talent behind the film will be with us in Aurora this weekend.
Yeah, they're going to be at Two Brothers Roundhouse, right?
Yes, they will.
How fun. And people can actually engage with them, or are they just speaking? Can you get an autograph?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Yeah, it's a real community festival this weekend. So our opening is, like you said, at Two Brothers Roundhouse in downtown Aurora tomorrow, Friday. And it's going to be bookended by panels, right? So people will be able to come in, walk the red carpet. They're going to hear from some local film organizations just on how they build community through film. And then we're going to actually have All Happy Families play. And after that, the talent's going to get up on stage, and there's going to be a talk back, a Q&A. People can ask questions about what the filming was like, how to get involved in wider, you know, production, especially in the city. We have a really great and wonderful City of Chicago, the arts behind us. So that's going to sort of bookend that night. And after that, people can mingle and get ready for a full day of independent film screenings on Saturday.
Samantha, I am embarrassed to say, as a longtime resident of the Fox River Valley, I did not know that Aurora has a film festival. How many years have you been doing this?
Well, you know what? It's in its infancy, so don't feel too bad. We're only in our second year this year. We kicked it off last year, and this year we really wanted to pull some more punches. So we wanted to get even more independent film involved. We wanted to bring more short films, more student films. And something unique we did this year was add a sixth category for music videos. Music videos have incredible creative storytelling and large production values these days, and we wanted to honor that and sort of recognize music videos as a form of short film. So we added that category this year, which has been really exciting. And sort of centered on that addition, we'll be welcoming Cole Bennett, founder of Lyrical Lemonade, to Aurora on Saturday night. Cole grew up in Plano. He moved to Chicago and started amateur filming music videos when he was still in high school, still at the college level. And 10 years later, he has now worked with some of hip hop's biggest artists, from Jack Harlow to Eminem. He's very high in demand. The kids love him, and that's really something we wanted to emphasize this year, accessibility for our festival for students in the area. So that's going to be a really exciting addition.
That's cool. Are some of those music videos not only filmed by local people, but do any feature local artists?
Yes, they do. So we have top four music videos are actually going to be shown in-house Saturday night at the venue in downtown Aurora, where Cole Bennett will be joining us. And if you look closely, eagle-eyed fans will be able to see different Aurora landmarks, different suburban and Chicago landmarks as well. So again, re-emphasizing that sort of community mindset that we want to bring to this festival.
Oh, the venue is cool. I love the roundhouse. I mean, there's so many cool spaces in Aurora, and this sounds fun. You also have a Spanish language documentary. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, you know, that's actually one of my favorite films that is going to be on offer this weekend. So it's called Brimstone and Glory. It's a Spanish language film. We'll have English subtitles, and it is about a town in Mexico who lives and breathes all things pyrotechnics, celebrating all things fireworks. And the entire town really contributes to this large pyrotechnic festival. And alongside the fact that it's a really wonderful and beautiful story about community, visually it is just stunning. I mean, imagine the most insane firework displays you've ever seen, and then double it, triple it. There's a danger to what these people do. There's an excitement to it, and it makes it just absolutely wonderful to watch. And so that's going to be at one of our locations. That will be at the Firehouse Museum in downtown Aurora. So if that's one you want to catch, make sure you head there on Saturday.
That's fun. How do people get tickets, and what are the ticket prices?
Absolutely. So for all information on the festival, including our program, where you can read descriptions of each film, tickets, We also have an exclusive T-shirt for festival goers that was designed by Cole Bennett. You can go to www.aurora-il.org/filmfestival. And we have three different ticket types. So we understand that it's a long weekend. We want to make sure that, again, this is as accessible as possible to people who want to engage. So if you want to come on Friday night and join us at Two Brothers Roundhouse, tickets are $30. You're going to walk the red carpet. You're going to mingle with the stars a little bit, and you actually get to have a free either soft drink or draft beer courtesy of Two Brothers. They're one of our wonderful partners this year. Then if you want to join us on Saturday, it's only $20 to spread yourself across three different venues and watch three different films, whether it's shorts, documentaries, or narratives. And then if you want to stick around and join us with Cole Bennett at the venue, that's going to be $42. So you can mix and match. You can buy all three ticket types. You can join us all weekend. You can come out just for screenings, whatever you want to do. But, you know, downtown Aurora has a lot to offer. Yeah. It's very accessible, especially from the city. We want to encourage people to spend the whole day with us. Come down here and see what we have.
Well, if you take Metro out there, it'll drop you right at the Roundhouse, which is kind of nice.
Yes, it will. Yeah. Yes, it will. And all venues are no more than half a mile away walking distance, and they're all
perfect.
ADA compliant as well.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck.
Thanks so much for having me.